Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our friends from the band Styx and James Young, one of the founding members and a good friend of the show. Always great to see him when they come to town. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you been, my friend?
Bill, I'm doing great, thank you.
We are so excited to see you again. Twice in a year, we're going to get a chance to see you. That's fantastic, man. You guys played the Admirals game, and that was a lot of fun.
We had fun at the Admirals game, and we're going to have even more fun out in the warmth of Summerfest.
Now, where are you now? What city are you in?
Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. I know you guys are out doing your thing, and this is starting to be really the season to do it, so I wasn't sure if you were hanging in Chicago, your homeland, and maybe catching a game down at Wrigley, or you were out and about. But, hey, your Cubs are back in first place, man. It pains me to say it.
Well, you guys are half game out from what I looked at this morning, and it's anybody's division.
Yeah. Are you excited about your upcoming football season? Because last year you had a little bit to cheer about.
We're one field goal kicker away from.
Oh, boy. Hey, by the way, I was thinking of you. When they held those open kicks down there, I thought, you know what? I bet you your body could still do that. You could probably kick it a little bit. You can rock roll on stage. You could probably kick a field goal and go down there and win a little bit of money. I wanted to see you try that.
Yeah, I don't think that would be my strength at this point. It's funny because Ricky Phillips, our bass player, who was originally with the Babies, and then since Chuck has become more of the part-time guy, Ricky's a full-time guy here. His nephew had a tryout, so supposed to be at the Cardinals. This guy played for Syracuse and was kicking 65-yard field goals, and I was hoping that the Bears would get him, but I don't know. That's kickers. That's a whole different mindset and a whole different world that I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. At some point, we talk about it every year. At some point, we gotta grab a game together. I haven't ever been to a game as a fan, and we got to do that one weekend or something like that. Or at the very least, maybe we get you to come on when we're in Chicago for like a post game show when the Packers and the Bears play down there. That'd be a hoot. Hey, I do want to ask you because I was talking, you know, Bob Babish and the whole crew down at Summerfest.
Absolutely.
Really well.
Yeah.
You guys have been playing down there for years. What makes Summerfest, because you guys play music festivals all the time, and you've played some of the biggest theaters, the biggest stadiums in the world. What makes Summerfest special?
Well, it's an event that in my heart, I go way back to when I first attended Summerfest, which from the stage last time, I think I said it was 1960, but I believe it was 1970 when Mountain had the headline, the show Mississippi Queen. And we drove back and forth from Chicago to come to Summerfest. I mean, it drew people from Chicago, but I think it still does, because until Chicago developed our lakefront, there was never really anything to compete with it. There still really isn't in Chicago. There's more going on, but Summerfest is just a uniquely wonderful Wisconsin event, and anybody that lives north of Madison Avenue or Madison Street, I should say, in Chicago, I think is. I got friends in the north suburbs that just love to come to Milwaukee, period, and Summerfest is just another extra draw for them.
Talking with James Young, one of the founding members of the band Styx, coming to Summerfest a week from tonight. They're going to be playing the U.S. Cellular stage, and we're going to look forward to it. We're going to be there. Two things, and I wrote this down the last time I saw you. A friend of mine asked me two questions. He said, you got to ask him. Okay, so the first question is this. I know that when you and I first started chatting was when you were working on the album Cyclorama.
Okay.
And years back, and that's how we kind of got in touch with one another. How come you don't play Kiss Your Ass Goodbye at many concerts?
Well, it was written by our then bass player, Glenn Burtnick, who was the first replacement for Chuck when Chuck was battling with his variety of illnesses in the early part of the new millennium here. And Glenn, really, that was his child, and when he decided to leave, and that's when Ricky Phillips came in. It just seemed like it was. I love the song; it's a great song. But we have so many great songs to choose from, and You know, so, but he's not here, and he's
right.
the one that sang it, so it's kind of like, if he was here, we probably still would play it, but you know, he's in five different bands. He's even got something with Max Weinberg out east where, and he plays in a version of Electric Light Orchestra, because Jeff Lynne doesn't have the actual name of the band, so Glenn is in that band doing ELO songs in ELO, but he's with this thing with Max Weinberg, it's a live band, they play a club, obviously when Weinberg's not working with Springsteen, and someone requests a song, and they play the song. It's like jukebox, only you request it, and the band will play it. And
right.
It's a crazy, wonderful concept, and Glenn is just that versatile and talented, he can do that. But anyway, Kiss Your Ass Goodbye, love that song.
Because I think it's fantastic, and when he had mentioned it to me, I said, you know what, I got to ask him, because that was, to me, it was an underrated album, but it was that was it. That was the best song on the album, I thought, and I just thought I'd ask the question. The second one is, do you ever play stuff from another band that, like when Tommy was in Damn Yankees, I thought Runaway was a fantastic song, and somebody had asked me, they said, does he ever play any of the stuff like coming from the Damn Yankees? Even though you guys are all together, Tommy was the lead guy on many of the vocals of the Damn Yankees, and Runaway was one of the popular hits off of that song. Have you ever played that?
No, we have played... No, but we have played High Enough on stage.
Okay.
And that was their big single.
Right.
And then Tommy also... from time to time, we'll stand there with an acoustic guitar and do this other song, Come Again, which is it's an amazing thing to hear him do that, because he's hitting high notes that I have no prayer of getting to. But Nugent, hopefully this is not politically incorrect what I'm about to say, but Nugent said the way Tommy sings for a little white man, it says there are times when he sounds like there's a 300-pound black soul singer inside of him.
Right.
And
when he does this
Come Again thing, that's great. I love when he does it. But he's, we've got so much, and we have a new material. We have a new album out. The Mission just came out a couple of years ago, and we've gotten some good traction from that, and it's done better than we all thought. It's the best reviewed album we've ever done, but I think the press was against us in the beginning. Maybe partly because of the manager we had, who was very anti-press and really didn't give him the time of day, so they took it out on us in a way. But we had radio on our side, so that's why we're still here.
It is always fun to talk to you. Again, I get a chance to see you next week, and we'll see you down at the stage. I know I'm going to give George a call, so we'll be back there. We'll say hi to the kids. By the way, the kids... Now, this is, for those that are listening, this is a Transcendent band, and my kids had never... just recently got married. You met Sherry and the kids when we were down there. Never heard of what Styx was. And they actually, when they still have the song list on the wall that you gave them. And now every time a song comes on, they tell their friends, this is Styx. We know these guys, and they're listening. And then their friends are turning it on. And it's all that's on. We got a new house and a bar out back that has music hooked up to it. They're playing the Styx albums. And all the kids are jamming. I mean, we're talking 5th, 6th, 7th graders. So it's Transcendent music, man. I appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, and huge compliment to you and the guys, and we look forward to seeing you when you come to town to Summerfest next Friday.
Well, you've made me feel a little more transcendent right now.
You're younger, man. I still say you can kick a field goal. JY, it's always a pleasure, buddy. I will see you next Friday night. Tell George, expect a call, and we will see you then, okay?
Bill, always my pleasure. We'll see you then.
Love you, man. Talk to you soon. There you go. James Young from the band Styx joining us. Couple of minutes here on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.